Bad Motivators.
Shit. Yes.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 242 of the Bad Motivators. I, of course, am Eric Strothers, and with me, as always, are my two excellent co-hosts, one Mr. Luke Cruiser.
Da-dun-dun. Hey there.
And one Mr. Ooh. Dallas Wood.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Hey there.
Oh, man. So, lads, what a crazy, crazy week it's been for me. I don't know about you guys, but played an outdoor gig in the daytime and got rained on when it finished. And luckily, none of my gear got broken because this laptop that I am recording this very podcast on was on stage with us when it started raining. So pretty neat stuff. Pretty neat. But yeah, made it through. If you're wondering what the People's Court reference is, be sure to listen to this past week's episode of Blue Harvest. Our friend Hawes and our friend Will, just listen to it. That's all I got to say. It was
pretty great.
Yeah. You guys know me. Not normally a fan of the bit, but in this particular case, I thought an exception was due, but...
I'm glad you kept the MP3 I bought for that Boba Fett issue we had for episode we had forever ago. That's what we had it for originally.
Are you kidding? Of course I kept it, man. That's the big one. That's the name of the song, the big one.
Yeah, of course.
Dude, it's long too. My God.
It's surprisingly long.
It's very long.
For what you're used to hearing from it, you know.
I'm Doug Llewellyn. I wish I could have got him to record the voiceover for it. I mean, how busy is he right now? Or is he even alive? I don't know if
he's alive.
Is he alive? Dude, I don't think I've seen that cat in a minute.
Dude, timing that out. Did you notice that I nailed it with the Blue Harvest Court? Man, it swelled just like on the show, man.
I have a question. The People's Court, right? The judge who was on there for a long time, he was at one point the mayor of Chicago.
Wapner. Oh, no, you're thinking of Jerry Springer.
No.
He was the mayor of Cincinnati.
No, I'm not thinking of Springer.
Yeah, Wapner was, what was he? I feel like.
Was he a mayor of New York?
Nah, that doesn't feel right.
He wasn't the mayor of New York.
People's Court.
I feel like that would have been talked about a lot more.
Well, what I want to ask was did that person do that first, or was he in politics first?
No, he was in politics first.
Yeah.
He was
got a law degree, got into politics, then got on TV.
Yeah. So let's see. Let's just go through this. He was an American judge and television personality. He was first presiding. Oh, the reality court show, the People's Court, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Legal career. He was an attorney in private practice for 10 years.
Maybe I'm thinking of Jerry, is it Ed? I'm sorry. This has gone on for no reason at all. I apologize.
This is not great.
This is a great way to start an episode. Hey, remember this whole show that the people who are under like 25 have no idea what it is?
I know what he did. He sold propane and propane accessories.
Oh my gosh. I just watched an episode of King of the Hill. Bernie Mac was on. He was on two episodes.
Really?
The first one, he was the pastor of a large, like mega church.
Yeah.
And on the second one, he was a, like a plumber, I guess you'd say.
It was Edward Coke or Cock Coke.
Coke. So anyway,
he was the mayor of New York City. So. Some stupid facts remained in this dumb brain of mine.
There you go.
Bam, boom, shakalaka. I win. Good night. I'm unplugging this microphone.
So, well, here's something. Judge Wapner, he went to Hollywood High School and once dated actress Lana Turner.
All right.
When he was in high school. So how about them apples?
Wow.
Yeah, good on him, man. Anyway.
Respond to the tweet that this show comes out. If you are old enough to remember People's Court, thank you. I think it's still going, but like, I mean.
Yeah, I think it's got somebody else on it now.
It's a lady now, I think.
They got Judge Judy, and then they have like some other court show too.
People's Court was the OG though.
Yeah.
I'm the original.
That guy was something else, man. Okay. So anyway, you know, here's what we're going to do. Rather than start out with our usual tales of woe, which we sort of just did anyway, we're going to jump straight into this thing right here. And I teased this a little bit this past week on Twitter, and my three followers saw it and liked it. But let's just go and plow straight into this right here. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go first, okay? So, in a surprising twist, I actually did get some stuff today because I saw somebody on this Black Series group that I'm part of on Facebook back before Facebook got taken down by the CIA. Somebody was like, look, I scored at my local Walmart. And it was one of the current wave of Black Series figures. So, I swing out to my Walmart after I drop the kids off, and wouldn't you know, they got a handful of Black Series figures on the shelf, and I picked up an Aura Sing, which I hadn't gotten before, and I picked up a couple of others that I was pretty sure I already had, but I wasn't going to, you know, it's like, hey, Black Series figures that are neat right here in front of me. I'm buying them anyway. So I got another Bo-Katan and another Tech.
Nice.
Still no Wrecker, huh? But
Wrecker.
Yeah. But so that was pretty cool to actually, you know, get some stuff. But here's the big news. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
Last week, Amanda goes over to the old house, finds something in the mail there, which we've been getting our mail forwarded. Why this didn't forward, I don't know. But it's from the state of Utah. And she says, Eric, did you get another fake parking fine or something in another state? And she had already opened it up. And inside is a check for $119 and something. And I'm like, man, that total seems familiar. What is this for? And I look, and it's from the state of Utah. I don't mean that was the return address. I'm talking about it was sent by the state, the official government of Utah. And it was a consumer protection payout because of Megalopolis Toys.
Nice.
I got, or once it was exact amount, 117, whatever it was. It was, yeah, I guess Megalopolis officially, like, the whole legal system went in hard on them. And I don't know, like, I don't think I ever had to apply for
something. They just got their records.
Yeah. And so, boom, I got this check for the exact amount of that snow speeder. And then, and this is where this will become my downfall as my enemies listen to this show. You know, my credit card company ended up reversing the charge. And so I'm like, well, what do I do with this check?
Send it to Dallas?
No. What I did do was put it in the bank in case the credit card company's like, hey, we got a notice from state of Utah. Now we're going to need that money back. So give it back. So I made sure it was in there. But how about them apples, man?
They've already long written that off.
Oh, Eric. Yeah, dude. That's old news. But, dude, how crazy is that?
I thought that was going to be end of it. No more ever again.
Oh yeah. And when you said you got a check from Utah, immediately my brain goes, Megalopolis. Like, immediately I was like, oh, fuck, he got his money from Megalopolis.
I was like, I'm like Dallas is paying his gambling debts to Eric? What's happening here?
That, dude, I did not expect it. It was the furthest thing from my mind that could be possible. And I didn't realize at first because it said restitution. And then / Mega 99. I'm like,
Mega.
What is this? Oh, yeah. It was the total that nailed it for me. So, yeah, good job, state of Utah. Not only did you pay me back, did I get paid back for the purchase, but you also drove in hard on some people who were less than reputable.
That's cool stuff. I think after all that time you spent, all those emails you sent back, all those phone calls you put in, all the back doors you had to go through with Dallas figuring out stuff on the inside, like, I think you deserve double the refund.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree too. I'm going to tell you, man, I was thinking about, like, that whole spiel and, like, how on – Megalopolis's Facebook page, people were going, I don't know why people, you get all these people coming in here whining about, you know, blah, blah, blah. I've had nothing but good luck from them. And they've all ordered like their house brand of whatever that toy line they had was of the figures you've never heard of.
Yeah.
And I'm like, listen, butthole, it's not that I'm not in here complaining that I ordered something and I never got it. I'm in here complaining that I ordered something. They took the money. And I never got it. It's that middle part that's the problem, see? Mm-hmm. But I got to thinking about this. And, you know, Dallas, if you guys recall, had gone down there, saw the sign they had on their back door, took a picture of it that had this number that said, if you're a delivery person, call this number. Well, it turns out it's that lady's cell phone. If you'll recall, I called it the last time and she yelled at me, don't you ever call this number again. This is a cell phone, blah, blah, blah. Well, I posted that in a fucking Black Series group on Facebook before that happened. It was just a reply to something. Somebody had ordered something. And
but you posted that phone number in there.
Yeah. And I'm like, I bet they got several calls about that. But anyhow. Well,
don't be a fucking asshole and don't be a dumbass and put your phone number to your personal cell phone on the outside of a building.
Yeah.
I mean, them's just common sense facts.
But that's what you get. And that's what I got, man. So how about that?
Yeah. Nice. That's good shit, man. Dallas, did you get anything?
Oh, I didn't get shit. I'm going to start a new segment for this show called Who Sold What? And I'm starting to sell stuff. I've gotten rid of
you
five
don't get to claim that statement because I said that like a year and a half ago. So don't be trying to fucking steal my thunder, sir.
That's true. You did say that when you were selling off all. I'm starting to sell pops, but I mean, I might as well say this on the show. If you want to DM me, if there's something you're looking for non-Lando in a box in great condition, it's up for grabs unless it's like 40th anniversary stuff. I'm not going to part with that.
Yeah.
But I need to pay for Celebration. I'm realizing like it's getting down to the wire, and with how I can't, my wife took over my finances on purpose. I told her, hey, I can't do this anymore. You need to manage it. So, you know, I'm on an allowance and I'm looking at what I've saved versus what I think I'm going to need. And I'm trying to fund my trip to Celebration with my own collection that I'm pretty much anything's up for grabs other than what I mentioned. So DM me if you're looking for something and we'll talk price and shipping.
There you go. Is that in May?
Yeah. I have to pay for a vacation right the month before too. It's my wife's 40th birthday in May and her break for school is in April and we're taking a trip to Kauai and that's going to cost buku bucks. So that's the other reason I have to sell. I finally, like, you know, I love this stuff. I don't ever want to get rid of it, but I want to go to Celebration more.
I still got my ticket, but I don't know, man. I'm still up in the air about it. But we still got what, 7 months ish?
Let's see. Yeah. Nine. Yeah. 7 to 9, somewhere in there.
7. Fifth month. We're in a 10th month.
Plus two. It's October. Man, this September just flew by.
There, we'll get there.
No, yeah.
I can't believe how fast it's coming up, though.
In my little tale of woe, and I know we kind of did that, but like I just have been at my house putting electrical in every single day for 2 months straight now, and tomorrow I'm going to be done with it. In fact, the contractor yelled at me Saturday and said, the drywallers are scheduled. You need to be done by Wednesday. I'm like, okay, man. So we hustled. I have had a cold like all weekend and just working on the house while you have a cold. Oh, just so draining. Just so tired. But yeah, anyway, anybody want any stuff, DM me. What about you, Cruiser?
I did not get anything. But I mean, we pre-ordered something we're going to talk about. So I don't know if you want to talk about that now, Eric, or wait till we're officially out of who got what. I don't want to, you know.
No, you're fine, man.
The rules.
I swear to God, watch your step. Because the only real rule is that you knock that off.
Okay. I love that I got Ed on Scruffy's to start doing that shit.
The rules? Yes, yes. The rules, according to Eric Struthers. Yeah, wait. He's looking away. He's reading something. He's trying to ignore our very existence, per usual. So, but anyways, so before he can retort, I'm sure everybody else saw it, but Twitter was kind of lit a buzz for a few minutes there whenever they announced that there's going to be a George Lucas Stormtrooper Black series coming out. And as soon as, and of course, I mean, you got to follow Yak Face if you don't. I don't know what kind of collector you are, but you got to follow him if you are. He always bust out the links as soon as they're available. And I pre-ordered one, of course. And then I sent the link to Dallas and Eric, and Dallas didn't get one, but that was something else. That was I'm thinking of Boba Fett, but you missed out on. But like,
yeah.
But did you pre-order the George Lucas Stormtrooper at Dallas?
No, he doesn't have red flannel Wranglers and Air Monarchs.
He does underneath the armor.
Use your imagination.
Yeah, exactly.
Dallas, half of the fun of toys is using your imagination, sir.
True. Well, and here's what I would say is,
you know, like, how quick you could put that. I mean, that armor's skinny enough that you could put together your own flannel, like get some Ken doll accessories, put them on there. You can make it work.
I kind of was hoping that if they were going to make him, like, make him a little heavier, like he is, and then you could just transition into a Porkins.
Here's what you do: pop the George head off of the Stormtrooper, put on the Porkins body, put a flannel over him. You know, there you go.
I would, but I can't get a 6-inch Porkins.
They don't make one, do they?
Nope.
Sadness.
It's crime, man. It's like one of five crimes in toy collecting, that things that we can't buy. We can't buy a Porkins. Yeah. We can't buy a Kia Edmundi.
Can't buy a Ben Solo.
Can't buy a Ben Solo.
Like Steel's always championing this whole thing with Hasbro and their lack of due diligence when it comes to Star Wars stuff because of their secrecies and whatever else. And he made a post the other day about somebody was wanting a figure, and he started there was Marvel figures from the What If episode that came out like the week before, and then they had the toys for it, the zombie ones already out, and he's like only if other franchises would want to get something before 2 years too late, you know. and like, we're all sitting there like there's how many different variations of Boba Fett, and we've not seen anything from the last series of The Mandalorian. Like, there's I mean, you could say they had to do somewhat of a new mold, but all you really have to do is find a way to put that black, robe he was wearing underneath the Boba Fett armor, and like do some modifications to some paint schemes. But all the schematics basically would be the same to the actual figure. And there's how many variations that we'd have not seen.
Well,
Boba,
also look at like the last feature film, Rise of Skywalker. There's hardly anything from that movie. Not Lando, not, I want that lesbian X-wing pilot. You know what I mean? I want Ackbar. I want Ackbar's kid. You know what I mean? Like, there's some cool figures that they normally would have done in a movie, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, for example, didn't they just barely come out with like the elite Praetorian Guard or something like that just recently?
I've not seen that because they had, you're talking about the, from The Last Jedi?
Rise of Skywalker. Whatever those dudes were that she was killing around Palpatine. Weren't they elite Praetorians?
I've not seen anything like that. Maybe I just missed it, but I've not seen it.
Oh.
But, I mean, it's still crazy that they have that before they have Ben Solo. And there's been a different iteration of him in every movie in the Black Series. He's basically looks exactly the same each time, just slightly different. And the one time he actually makes an actual wardrobe change, people are like, no, we're not doing that one.
Yeah, why would we do that?
Yeah.
Because we don't really have a mold of it.
Yeah.
I wonder if they just got burned so bad on sales from like the previous movies, like specifically The Last Jedi.
Like Zuvio.
I would say specifically Rogue One.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh, God. Those were sitting. I mean, how many years did we go into Target before they were gone? Two?
It wasn't just two that. It was. I mean, how? I mean, it was years later, and I was finding, and Eric mentioned it first, and then I found them at Five Below. Like, I got a Bezos root for $5 a piece, like, wow. 6-inch Black Series. And they had a bunch of other ones there, too, and all kinds of 3 3/4 Rogue One stuff. And this is two or three years after the movie came out. So, like, it's just, yeah, that was, they went, because the problem was The Force Awakens, right? They didn't have enough for that. They for some reason, weren't prepared for the onslaught that was going to come. And they're like, okay, we're gonna make it right with Rogue One, and they just overdid it. People like, I remember going there the opening night of Rogue One's Black Star Wars Friday, or whatever it was, Force Friday, and thinking, oh shit, man, there's all kinds of people here, and there was nobody there. Like, let's get whatever I wanted. It was kind of wow how quickly that shifted.
Yeah,
but I don't know. We've harped on it a lot. It's a fucking mistake that they don't have figures out immediately.
Here's what's wild to me, though, is I'm pretty sure they have new Rogue One figures out using like their new face sculpt technology.
Really?
Yeah. If you go check out Hasbro Pulse right now and go in there, yeah. And I mean, don't get me wrong, they look fantastic, but it's like,
this refocus your energy?
I don't know.
Did they do failed on a failed line? Like when you like when we were really going hardcore on that Google, not Google, Goodwill website, mm-hmm. Shop Goodwill.
Yeah.
How many Rogue One figures did you see on there?
Millions.
Thousands. Like, yeah. It was that and the big and that and the remote control BB-8s all over the place on that site. Like, but all sizes, but like, it's just, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm sorry, Dallas, you go say something. I keep cutting you off. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, I got to thinking when you were talking about Rogue One, I don't remember ever seeing a Bodhi Rook too. Did they ever?
Rook.
Yeah.
They came out with one. Like later on or they announced it. I'm pretty sure I saw it
before. You couldn't get, what's it? You just did his voice. Oh, man. Why can't I remember? Saw Gerrera.
Saw Gerrera. There's a Bodhi Rook. Okay. So I'm looking at Hasbro Pulse right now. Okay.
Okay.
And yeah, they have all of their new Rogue One figures for pre-order. Okay. $23. And I mean, the faces look crazy good. Because if you'll recall, like Jen Erso looked nothing. Like, it looks like one of those Photoshop fails that you'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one of those where it's General Jen Erso. Remember that little set where she's standing on the rock before they like retooled the movie, and then she never appeared in that outfit with the tactical cap or anything.
Yeah, right up there. I got it. Eric. It was a Kmart exclusive before Kmart went out of business.
Yeah. Important
development, Eric. Important development.
Go on.
I'm on Entertainment Earth because I looked up the we were talking about the Bodhi Rook thing.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think Wrecker's supposed to come out till beginning of next year. I could be wrong because it says pre-order on Wrecker coming in January 2022.
Well, I think that's just their when they expect to actually get some more. Because I mean,
it's already out?
Oh yeah. People have seen them hanging in stores.
May that have been a mistake, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. Here, hang on. So this is exciting for everybody, I'm sure. But the figure came out and then instantly like sold out. Because if you look at the Black Series Wrecker on Hasbro Pulse, it doesn't say pre-order sold out. It just says sold out. I mean, it mentions.
Yeah, no, you're right because now it's now I went to the Big Bad Toy Store, and they said pre-order, estimated to arrive this month. So yeah, you're right.
Yeah, dude. So. It's a bummer. When you have a figure like that that people are dying to get, you finally have something that people want to buy. I don't know, man.
Make more of it?
Yeah, maybe. It's just call me crazy. Because if you sell out of pre-orders, make more. Now, here's what's funny, though. If you look at the figure itself, like unhelmeted, there's something about the face that freaks me out a little bit. It doesn't really look like the cartoon, which, I mean, it's not going to. It looks like a real person, but it's...
It's like a more roided out Tamora Morrison.
Yeah, basically, yeah. But, I mean, it looks neat. But, yeah, dude, I mean, here's the thing, too, man. I just want to say this about Hasbro Pulse. I stupidly paid the membership fee again after swearing I wouldn't. And what happens? I end up missing out on the George Lucas pre-order thing. And so now that the shipping from Entertainment Earth for one, what'd you say it was, Cruiser? $11.
$11, yeah.
Fuck.
And that was regular postage.
Yeah, and yeah, that was the cheapest option. And so I pre-ordered two of them, and the shipping was $15. And I'm like, that is wrecking my bottom line on this. But because I miss out on it on Hasbro Pulse. And I mean, if you pay a membership to this stupid thing, you should be able to get a pre-order for anything you want inside the first day it goes up for pre-order.
Mm-hmm. They should put that pre-order for Pulse members the day before they let everyone else pre-order it. And that at least gives you a 24-hour start to get one ordered. And I'm sure they know how many Pulse members they have, so they'll know how many they're going to sell possibly.
Right.
So it benefits them to do it that way, because then they take care of the people that are paying that extra premium fee. I just always thought it was bullshit that this happens to you. That's why I never pay for it.
They could do something like instead of the day before, which that could work too, but they could that's what Tool does with their membership. They can pre-order their tickets the day earlier. Everybody else gets them, you know, the membership. But they could also do it like when they announce the figures, you know how sometimes they'll announce them, but they won't have the pre-order up yet. That's coming soon, whatever. They should let Pulse members pre-order then.
Yeah.
And then have an official pre-order date later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let you put it on like a wish list or something, and then give you the ability to pre-order it when the time comes up. They're going to announce it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there should be some kind of advantage like that. I mean, what's the advantage? Cheaper shipping, maybe?
Yeah, it's free shipping, and you're supposed to have like basically better access to this shit. But I can tell you right now that plainly that's not the case. And, you know, I guess the part I don't understand, it's for an industry that has suffered the way the toy industry has, that when people want to buy something, they cannot buy it. But then you end up with a million of some other figure on the shelf that you never can get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand the logic that goes into all that. But, you know, what am I going to do?
I mean, it's not like they don't have things like focus groups and things to figure this shit out. It's like they just don't pay attention. Like they don't pay for it or something. And they just go, oh, that's going to be awesome. People are going to like that. Oh, shit, they didn't.
I mean, do they at least make prototypes and like invite regular people to come check them out or something? Like something like that? Like
YouTubers who are on this stuff? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
See, that'd be probably after that. That's a good strategy. Like, invite some toy reviewers from YouTube to come check out
influencers. Yes. Yeah. And then they'll get people amped about the product you're about to drop. And then you'll know if they're amped based on their. I mean, that's fucking 101 marketing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Or, yeah. Any kind of streamer right now has. Any kind of streamer who has a significant following has way more pull than you imagine. It's kind of crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. So speaking of animation, are we going to talk about Visions? Or did we have other news? Or What do we got going on?
Well, last week we just, like, of course, on the day we released our episode, we had the Boba Fett official. You know what? Fuck your segue, Dallas. I don't give a shit. Actually, you throw your hands up at me. You're like, fuck.
No, I was looking at Eric because he's like doing that whole Kilroy or whatever from World War II. You know, for people who can't see him on the Skype, obviously nobody can. But it's just his nose and his glasses and his top of his headphones over the
top
and
then of he's my windscreen.
And he's chuckling at my dumbass like segue.
It was not great.
It was terrible. Going to own that awfulness.
Anyways, we per usual, our track record of just missing any kind of substantial news until it's already been talked about at length happened again. And this one, not huge, but it's big news in a time when there's no news. They officially announced that the Boba Fett, we knew it was coming in December, the book of Boba Fett, but they announced it was on the 29th. So like, as close to the tiniest bit of this year as possible, like literally 2 days. No, we released it in 2021. I wonder why that is. That's weird. But I mean, you would think they wouldn't want to release it like on Christmas or something. They want to make it that late in the year, or like the day before Christmas, day after Christmas or something. But he's in the poster and he's got like he's got an updated outfit. Did you guys notice that? Like he's got like the yellow knee pads and stuff like that. And he's got more of the classic, what is it? Like the, is it more like the, it's not like the holiday special one, but it's like more like the Kenner toy color palette kind of. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Not to that extreme, obviously, but it's got a little bit of that vibe.
And it looks like they've gotten rid of the cloak he was had on, and that neck thing he had on is not as big of a deal. But he's already got like bullet holes and shit on it, scuff marks or like laser scuff marks on his armor already. So maybe they're just showcasing like, yep, he's gonna get in a lot of fights. Hope you're ready for that. But I am. Aggressively excited for this show. So like anytime they even show like a little like poster or like, you know, when the date is going to happen or any kind of detail or like some actor saying it was the most fun I ever had or blah, blah, blah. Like, I just like, man, let's just show it to me. Show it to me now. Release it right now. You got it there. It's ready to go. Isn't it?
You know, it's just sitting there for the taking. You guys are being dicks.
Yeah. We need it right now. Right now we need Star Wars. And I mean, because we're getting a shitload of it next year.
Oh, yeah. You know? And next year's going to be crazy.
Yeah. It's just, this TV thing is going to really change everything for Star Wars more than it already has. This Disney Plus. Because the only thing Disney cares about right now is Disney Plus. So
it's a cash grab, man. They are killing it.
Yeah.
They're way over 100 million subscribers now, right?
Yeah, within like a year and a half. Like, that's nuts.
Yeah, it's some bonkers amount. I was talking about this on the Sith List, but, you know, remarkably, even with all this content coming out, you're still seeing stupid things written about how, like, certain things, like, that, you know, we talked about that thing with Marsha Lucas and all this. But all these articles are essentially saying like all the real fans don't, it's not just the sequel trilogy they didn't like, it's Disney era Star Wars. And I'm like, well, I'll have you know, I'm an OG fan and I love it. But
me too.
Somebody sure as hell is subscribing to Disney Plus to watch all this Star Wars stuff.
This hate watching. I hate it. I hate that. I love it, but I hate it.
I want to thank them for hating it enough to pay for it to watch it so I get more of it.
I just don't know how you watched Mandalorian unless your name is Matthew Frost and you don't just love it. I don't get it. At least parts of it. At least enjoy watching it or be able to sit there and watch it. You know what I mean? You may not be gaga over it like us, but like it's an enjoyable watch regardless if you know what's going on or not. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, you think it looks Frouche, neat.
Yeah.
You think Frouche got bit by too many hajoobs as a kid?
It could have been the case. Yeah, but
he got bit by a radioactive wombat.
Tried to bullseye it off his 216.
No, he was trying to nurse its broken ankle, and it lashed out against the rabbit with rabies. But I do like the song he made for us for that, though. That was good stuff. But yeah, I mean, we talked kind of in link before about what we're most looking forward to and stuff. But like, you know, there's rumors now from was it Jordan? What's his last name again?
Maison.
That the Kenobi series is going to start coming out in May, and then I believe didn't they say that Cassian was February or March or something like that? Because I feel like it's supposed to come out before Kenobi. Maybe I saw that wrong somewhere. But
the thing is, there's been so many like speculation reports, and you know, we've had nothing to go like even talk about except those.
Yeah,
that you forget what was official and mm-hmm. what was just something you heard, and
it's so sparse.
I cannot remember.
I heard. My buddy's buddy that works at Lucasfilm, he said we'll be excited in May or March. So, well, that means know. He was I mean, pretty vague about it.
I figured we'd be a pretty. I figured we'd be excited in December.
Me too, but like he's used the term "losing shit." So, yeah. Well, that means
my only guess is that Kenobi's probably moving along much faster because it's only 6 episodes. So. I mean, it probably helps, and it's probably a very similar landscape they're shooting most of the time. Makes it a little bit easier there, I guess, you know.
Probably use some of the set pieces, too, between, you know, if they visit anything Tatooine, it's probably got like a, you know, in their prop locker or whatever, they've got all that stuff from back in the day, and then they can reuse them on each show while they're filming at the same time, you know.
Guaranteed.
Plus, the volume probably helps immensely.
Well, I mean, Ewan McGregor said as much. He said it was such a much more enjoyable experience than when he was doing the prequels and just staring at big blue and green screens everywhere. You know, like it's just way more. It's way easier to act with a moving wall. You know, that like shows or moving screen that shows your surroundings and as close as the reality as it can.
Right.
As far as you know, that's gotta be a trip though. I just want to stand in the middle of it one time. I just want to see what it's like. It's really cool. I know they show us all that video and stuff, but it's not the same.
Oh yeah. It's like watching a commercial for a new 4K TV on your TV. Yeah, and trying to imagine how great that other one's going to look. Look at this OLED. Yeah. Okay.
I'm looking at through a regular LED. So
yeah.
Every time I hear about how good a TV looks on an old TV, I can't help but think of that scene in the 40-Year-Old Virgin where the one dude is like selling the TV to that nerdy kind of guy. There's a butterfly on the screen. He goes, "Oh, I think about me." And like the other guy jumps and freaks out. And you're like, "That's a flat screen CRT TV, guys."
I don't know. If you notice on those TV commercials, a lot of times they'll really focus on how thin it is. Like they'll make sure you see that corner shot. Like look how thin right. this is. Yeah, you know. Look at all these ports you can fill up with cords. but with this incredible screen that looks like my screen, which is telling me nothing.
We've got a hope. When you go in the store and watch it, you'll know.
Well, I mean, the thing is like, yeah, you hope to do like, I feel bad for Best Buy because you know, half the time they're just a viewing port for other online retailers, Walmart and Target. But that's why Walmart and Target make their TVs so cheap. So, we're always talking about how you could just walk by in the middle of an aisle in Walmart, pick up a 50-inch TV for $200. No big deal. Keep walking. Yeah.
Nuts. I was just looking at that latest, you know, 4K ultra high definition. You know what I mean? What's an 81 going to cost me? $580
An 80 Vizio. Inch?
Yeah, from Vizio.
Damn.
Costco had a special. And then you're only going to get cheaper in January. That's what's nuts. Right around the Super Bowl, they can steal a TV then.
They must have some mass of those on in storage because of all this computer chip stuff. You would think that you would be seeing a lot of new TVs, and you especially wouldn't think you'd be seeing them at the same price as I'm seeing them. You know what I mean? But anyways, that was whatever. So yeah, yay Star Wars. Excited for TV shows. Maybe we'll get a new TV to watch it on.
Well, hey, while we're talking about watching TV, one of the things, you know, we've talked about Star Wars Visions this last couple of weeks, but before we go into that, we're going to sort of hit the episodes, but we're going to go backwards on them. Start at the end, work our way towards the front, just to, you know, not a crazy breakdown, but just to really focus on it. But before we do, I want to talk briefly about the Lego Star Wars Terrifying Tales. And neither one of these guys watched it, but I did. And Henry was really looking forward to it, and Amanda was too. Stella, I don't think she even came in and watched it with us. I'm trying to remember now, but it came out on Friday, October 1st, and you know it's your standard fare Lego stuff. And I don't want to ruin it for anybody if since you guys haven't seen it, but you know from the trailer official announcements, you know, that Christian Slater was doing the voice of Ren in it.
Yeah.
You know, we get to see the character Ren and the Knights of Ren when Ben Solo is becoming Kylo Ren. And you know, it's like, good Lord, that would have been a neat thing to see in any other format as well. And hot damn Lego for taking it up. One thing that I will talk about is, you know, I love the voice actors. I love Gerballa the Hutt. He is just right uptown for
Master
me.
Master Shake, right?
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, his shysteriness and all of these things, he doesn't try to make the voice any different. It is Master Shake, except he has a tail and he's green. But they do this thing, man, where they're calling him Kylo. Like it's a put down, you know, like it's synonymous with being with sucking and being a baby and all this stuff. And he gets to the point where he's like, you know what? I kind of like that. Yeah. And turns it on its head. And I thought that was a really cool thing. You know, I don't, obviously these aren't canon, but there's aspects of them that are canon adjacent, if you will. Yeah. And, you know, you get to see that helmet that Ren was wearing. Yeah, man, it's definitely got its moments. And I would recommend it to anybody. If you dig Star Wars, take a look at it. Is it going to be groundbreaking for you? Probably not. But it is good.
Yeah. It's so funny how, like, and I understand they had the added benefit of not have to be photorealistic or have a much faster turnaround time, but like things like Lego and Funko are just able to like get all these characters out. Like it's not even fair how fast they can get out compared to like Hasbro and stuff. But like they're just like it's crazy how much more on the ball and like seem to have like their finger on the pulse of what the fans want and stuff like that. Like or something they might be into. But then again, I guess if they get in, they're able to mess around with the Knights of Ren or Ren itself because maybe a lot of the people watching it wouldn't have known who it was. You know what I mean? Because right. He's only in that one comic. So he could be just like another guy out there. But the fact they got Christian Slater to voice him is interesting. Yeah. How was he as that?
He did great, man. I mean, I knew it was him ahead of time. Yeah. Obviously. And so I was asking my wife, I'm like, who do you think that voice is? And she couldn't guess it, which I'm kind of surprised. I really thought she would. But
it's a distinctive voice.
I mean, Christian Slater's, it's all, he Slater's over everything whenever he's in a role. Like, that's definitely Christian Slater. Yeah. Half wise ass, half comforting, might turn on you, maybe, not sure. That's Christian Slater.
Well, what would be great is if we could get like Nicolas Cage to do a character, then you would definitely never have to wonder who it was.
Wouldn't he just be Master Jedi Nick Cage because he always plays Nick Cage and everything?
I mean, I'd be down if they would have just said it was here's Jedi Master Nick Cage. Like who would be against that? Nobody.
I can't imagine anybody being against that. Speaking of this special, when you said Master Shake was the voice, I was excited to see it, but now I'm super excited because I love Aqua Teen Hunger Force. That dude's voice is so crazy.
Well, he's been the voice of Ardua the Hutt forever.
It's like, yeah. Oh, I've only watched two of these.
Grabala,
I'm sorry.
Grabala, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Ever since the Freemaker Adventures is where that
was. Was it Freemakers?
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought he was in Clone Wars. I'm thinking of somebody else.
Yeah,
who's the Hutt that's flamboyant in the Clone Wars? Like he's like purple.
Oh, I think. Yeah.
Zero.
And he has that
zero,
yeah. And he has that like Southern drawl kind of.
Oh,
like.
Oh no! I didn't believe I had the vapors in here. You're gonna come and break me out of this cell. Oh, a gentleman never tells his secrets.
Yeah. I do declare. I always expect him to say that.
He is like extra, like you always feel like when he's speaking, like he's rubbing his nipples.
He's a dandy.
Oh, I do declare.
Yeah.
Oh, that really hurts me to my soul. Oh, the treatment I've got in this prison cell is just unacceptable to what I'm used to getting. This flower is wilting, y'all.
I was just going to say, when's the King of the Hill episode coming into play here? Speaking of voices in King of the Hill, I watched the episode where Brad Pitt played Boomhauer's brother.
Oh, Patch?
Yeah.
I just watched that today.
Oh, that was
when he's
today.
Getting married.
Yeah.
And it turns out that's a pretty great episode. So it just is. To give you guys a quick rundown, here's the gist of it. Boomhauer, whose name, do we ever, what is his first name? He was in love with this girl. He finds out that his little brother is marrying the girl that he used to be in love with. And then he also finds out that he's still a total poon hound and has no intent of settling down. He's just going to marry her and keep screwing around behind her back. And it ends up with everybody thinks that Boomhauer's just trying to break him up because she's the one who got away. Mm. Right. Well, what it is, he doesn't want to see her get hurt, blah, blah, blah. And at the end, right before, at the rehearsal dinner, she stands up and announces that she can't go through with it because she was under the impression that Boomhauer hired these prostitutes to show up at the bachelor party to make Patch look bad.
Mm.
Right. And she's like, even though it's stupid, that crazy romantic gesture makes me, realize that maybe there's still something there. And Patch is like, what? Boomhauer didn't do that. I did it. And he goes, oh, yeah, I spent Thanksgiving with those hoes. And he's explaining. He goes, I'm just an old romantic, baby. She's like, no, you idiot. It was only romantic because. anyway. He did great. Brad Pitt did.
Fucking
Brad Pitt, bro. Like, wait. That's like saying water is wet.
Come on, yeah, bro. Good point. Anyway, what was I saying? So, yeah. I was Grabala the Hutt. And anyway. So, yeah, definitely watch it. I would recommend it to anybody, like I said. Even if you've never seen any of the Lego stuff, it's not like you have to have seen any of it before to get it something out of this. But anyhow. Are you guys both going to watch it?
Yeah, I'm excited to. I was excited before, but now I'm really excited.
Okay.
I want to watch it with my kids tomorrow.
Yeah, they'll like it.
My kids won't.
Henry wants to watch it again, I think.
My kids like those they like themed cartoons, like Halloween themed or Christmas themed or something. Like they love all that stuff. Like I don't know about your kids, Eric, but my kids just binge all those weird ass Netflix cartoons, just all of them. Like they just go, it's like through a rotation.
Oh, really? Like which ones in particular?
Jeff Boomhauer.
Well, what is it?
Jeff Boomhauer. I did not know that. I was today years old when
Jeff,
I found out.
Jeff, I knew that. Now that I
mean, that makes sense if you think about it. Sorry. There's this Gabby show where like she like shrinks down to like be in her dollhouse or something and do all kinds of wacky adventures. They love that Grizzly and the Lemmings cartoon. Have you seen that or not? There's a whole bunch of them, and they just like go through them. They get obsessed with them for a while, and they watch it all the way through like two or three times, and then they go on finding a new one. The one they always come back to always is Bluey. Always.
Oh yeah, dude, it's so good.
Yeah.
I had London was into Bob the Builder and Manny. Oh man.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because he was a construction guy too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then he loved like old school Transformers. Like he watched the shit out of that. And then my daughter was like Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and then Dora.
Oh, yeah.
Come inside. Let's come inside.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then hot dog, hot diggity dog.
BLM, man. Bare Ladies Naked did that.
They did?
Yeah. Bare Naked Ladies did the hot dog song.
Really? No way.
You didn't know
the
that?
The one in that Mickey Mouse cartoon?
Yep. Yeah.
That's wild. The Bare Naked Ladies did that.
Yeah, look it up if you don't believe me. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, I believe you. No, I believe you.
No, I mean, I could be wrong. Who knows? I'm not wrong, but I could be.
Well, I found out it was Jeff Boomhauer.
All right, Eric, how about Visions? How about that?
Okay, so yeah, Star Wars Visions. Have you heard about this thing?
Mm-hmm.
So what we did, like I said, we are going to talk about, hang on, I got to look up the name of the episode because I can't remember what it is. It is Akakiri. And, you know, one of my things with this, with Visions as a concept, is that everything is self-contained. And so they've got to either just tell a story where the backstory is like there's not even enough data to guess what the backstory is. It just is. Mm-hmm. And you don't care. You're not supposed to care or, you know, whatever. But it is, to me, it's sort of the retelling of like the Anakin and Padme dynamic. Because, you know, this guy keeps having these visions of somebody being hurt, somebody dying, and he's a Jedi, and blah, blah, blah. Now you've got this situation where she's dead. It was at his hand, and the crazy old Sith guy is like, hey, join me, and together we can help, we can save her.
And then they actually do it.
And they do it.
Yeah.
But then the guy's like, okay, well, I'm glad you're alive, but now I got to go be bad and serve this new master like I said I would. So late. Yeah. And so it's pretty bleak.
Yeah.
And like the getting there, there's just so much stuff happening, none of which particularly makes any sense. But again, visually, it looks great. Now, this particular episode, the music behind it, was getting to the point where I was very glad it was over.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of it either, the music.
Because it's, you know, the hand percussion, this, you know, makes you think of, well, like People's Court with the high-pitched congas, and it's and like the crazy little voices, woo, woo, woo. And dude, it's like, have you ever heard the song Apache by The Ventures? They did a version of it with these little coyote yips, yip, 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 It's kind of
oh
like
yeah
that.
Yeah yeah.
And anyhow, yeah, that was by the end. I was ready for it to be done, but once it like goes to fade to black, there's like this drawn out vocal part in the soundtrack that it's definitely a curious move. What did you guys think of the whole thing?
So wasn't the Sith, for some reason I had it in my mind that the Sith said they were the sibling of the king or whatever. Like, did they say sister? Was that a woman?
Yeah. Yeah. The Sith
yeah,
was a woman.
I thought so.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I had a hard time.
Yeah. She was the sister of the king and she betrayed him. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a hard time like with the choices of that design. You know what I mean? Like, It usually when they do a Sith master, there's like more black. So it was an interesting choice.
I liked it. It was something different.
You know what I mean? I didn't dislike it. It just was hard to. I've only watched it the one time, so I need to go back and watch it again.
She made that Jedi her bitch, though. Jesus.
Oh, owned that, him.
Like, I mean, just like, look, you're not going to do anything. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to send out these guards. And then one of them's going to be your girl, but she's going to be inside. You're not going to know it. You're going to be cutting these guards down. You're going to cut her right through the midsection. I'm going to give you an offer you can't refuse.
Yeah, so
she's like she mob bossed the shit out of him.
Yep.
And yep. I mean, which makes sense. Palpatine was mob boss too. So yep.
I
mean,
I thought it had an interesting parallel to how Vader was turned.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same story essentially, just a different path. You know,
and a different outcome on the it. They actually saved the person.
Yeah,
they actually did what he was gonna. She did what she said she was gonna do.
And then the girls left there to wonder why.
Yeah, it was really odd. But I loved the swords. Like all the sword fighting was awesome.
Yeah.
And I kind of liked how when they kind of stormed the castle, I liked how there was arrows and not lasers. Like that was a neat touch that she had a crossbow and not a blaster. Yeah. And then they get to the palace and they get up on that thing and then they have that shared childhood memory. That was really cool. Yeah. But for it to end that way after all of that was so weird.
I'm telling you, they are fishing for popularity. They're trying to figure out if one of these are going to take. And then like, you know, and so far, they're putting their money with the duel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool, though.
I watched the duel with Henry this week, and watching him watch it, dude, that kid was like on the edge of his seat, waiting to see what was going to happen, especially when the guy's like just walking through the town. Oh, my gosh.
Looks really cool.
Henry was enthralled. So that was really cool to see. I'm glad that he dug it. This episode, I think, I don't know how much he'd get out of it. He would like how it looked. But as far as like the intricacy of the story, it's pretty cerebral. All in all, you know, to understand the implications of it, I guess.
Yeah, it was like I enjoyed it. And I found myself thinking after it was over, like, oh, I like that. But somehow I managed to just ignore the music, I guess. I don't know what happened. But it was very simplistic. They gave you, like you said before, the minimalness of details. We know that this guy was back 5 years before to help them out in their time of need and whatever. And he came back later and he kept getting those visions and stuff, like they were so bad they were like debilitating, like he couldn't function when he had them.
Yeah.
And the vision kept changing as it went forward, and turns out the vision he was seeing was him slicing that lady right through the midsection.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Super so cool. One thing you got to wonder is like the mind trip it is for the woman to be saved and like have to live with the guilt. Once she figures out what happened, that in order to save her, he had to basically sell his soul to the devil for, you know, lack of a better parallel. and perpetrate who knows what evil upon the galaxy from here forward.
Well, so that go ahead.
So that she could live. You know what I mean? Because what I think of is, imagine it was Padme and Vader. Yeah. And so Padme lives, but is then completely isolated from Anakin going forward. Mm-hmm. He's Darth Vader now. And she has to live with the knowledge that all the evil things he's doing as Darth Vader are because he saved her.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be crazy, right?
I know how she feels, or I know how the Jedi feels, because, you know, I had people who needed a new car, and the only thing they could get was a Dodge Caliber, and I sold it to them. I was putting evil on in their world. I was putting evil on them, but I had to do it to feed my family.
Well, I would say the way
Dodge Caliber's not good cars, I guess.
I'm sorry if you own one. You know, if you had one that lasted, I mean, a significant amount of time, you are living right because you got lucky.
Yeah, your pistons, the pistons of your vehicle probably deteriorated by a certain point. Anyways, or the rods, I should say, going to the pistons. I want to say that the way they presented this Jedi was similar to Anakin. The fact that there was tempted by a dark side, but he said he'd be tempted to the point where, like, he was showing his red eyes and he was fighting it off. It was almost like if you were an addict to something, and the only way that you could save somebody is by like taking on the addiction fool. You know what I mean? Like he was trying to resist like the urges and all that stuff he had. And the only way he could save this girl was by like accepting his addiction and diving into it. It's kind of a interesting kind of thing.
But yeah. It was there was a lot of cool things too, like how the Sith Lord's troops didn't look like stormtroopers like in any way, but they still had helmets. You know what I mean? And then they're getting on these kind of Star Destroyer things. Like it's a cool thought. I would like to see more of that story.
I will say, if we don't get more of at least the Ninth Jedi, we've been robbed, because there's a lot of story to tell there.
Yeah.
And, another thing about this episode, I don't know if you mentioned that when they were going to the palace, like those two guys, the guides, they were hilarious in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were a good time. They really made the slower part of the episode move along, like seeing their hijinks.
Yeah, you gotta have the comedy relief, you know, in a serious tone going on there. Because the other two characters were so serious. You know what I mean? Like there was no laughter in them at all.
Right. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. It's a great one. I don't know enough about anime to weigh in on where this sits among like other anime shows, but I know I liked it.
It's hard to say without seeing a whole show of it. You know what I mean? Like any anime can have one awesome episode and then the rest could be dog shit, you know, or the exact same thing over and over again, which happens in anime sometimes.
Right.
The exact same thing. Like it's like, oh, what's happening here? You know, like it's, yeah, go ahead.
The only thing, I totally agree with you. I definitely want to see more of it, like to say if I like it or not. But one downside to this episode, lack of droids.
Yeah.
Lack of droids.
Did we see any at all?
No.
No, not that I can think of.
I have a hard time with them having such a good, like, parallel to a Star Wars story we've already heard, but in a different way with different characters. And I just think that was a, you know, missing the mark totally for Star Wars. If you don't have a droid, like, it's got to have a droid.
It was like those two guys represented droid.
Yeah, helpers. That's what I was going to say.
They should have been droids.
Well, and think about it, though, because you had the tall, skinny one. Mm-hmm. You had the stubbier, rounder one. Mm-hmm. And their attitudes were what you would traditionally think of like R2 doing.
Mm-hmm.
as mischievous and all that.
And how they talk to each other is kind of like 3PO. And so I just thought they should have just been droids. I get that they probably were the droids, but it's kind of sad that they weren't. Because the few droids we've had in these Visions episodes, like, they're cool, the droids they do. Like, it's an interesting aesthetic overall, you know, from culturally for, you know, from Japanese. Like, they've got this real Japanese look to the droids.
What do you think we get first? The Sith and his droid from the duel in a Black Series figure, or Ben Solo?
The droid in the duel.
Yeah.
You'll get that. Oh yeah.
Yeah. And the bird horse they were riding on in the episode we just watched.
Oh yes. Yeah, those were cool.
The very beginning I thought they looked like the almost like the running graboids and from in Tremors 2. Like something about their face just reminded me
of
their fucking weird mouth.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And like beak faces.
Yeah. And the beak is so huge. At first I thought it was like a covering.
Yeah.
You know?
If you noticed when the heroes are riding to the palace, they're riding birds with eyes. So they're different than the other guys riding. And then I noticed in the town there was another animal somebody was riding that had like giraffe horns, and then it had like a rhinoceros horn in between its eyes or something. It was kind of hard. It was in the background, but I was like, wow, they chose to do like three different kinds of animals people are riding. You don't see that in movies or anything.
Yeah.
So next week we'll be talking about Lop and Ocho, which was one of my faves out of this stack. And
is that with the rabbit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the bunny girl.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Very good episode. Very good. But yeah,
that's fun, man. Breaking these down.
I'm glad we're able to check those all out. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys, what do you guys think of the listeners, I mean, about this particular episode? Akakira, just whenever you see the tweet about the show, just reply to it. We'd like to know, you know, what everybody's take on this one was. I haven't heard a ton of people talking about it, but
it's really hard to get past the duel in the Ninth Jedi.
I was stuck there
for a while.
These really stick out to you, and like I understand there's a lot of other good stuff in there, and the one Eric talked about next week was another really popular one too. I'm excited to kind of go through them again, because like I said, I've not gone through the second watch, so having something to do for a few weeks would be cool.
Yeah, I need to go through and watch them with the Japanese audio. That's you know, that would be cool.
I haven't been watching a lot of Star Wars lately because I'm trying to burn through The Sopranos before I watch that movie.
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
Man, it's so good. I forgot how I haven't rewatched it in 12 or 15 years. It's so good.
So we had a movie pop up. Cruiser, I noticed you're wearing a shirt. Did anybody go see Venom?
I did. It was so good.
Is it
good? I don't like saying films are better than the first, because I really loved the first one. I think it's as good. It's a little bit, there's no lacking in the, it's there's no weakness in it for me, at least.
That's because you understood the assignment when you went and saw it.
Yeah, I understood the assignment. So anyway, it does some things better than the first one in some ways.
Cool. No spoilers.
I'm not going to say any spoilers, but I love the choice of actors that they chose, and I love the diversity in the film.
Yeah.
And I Carnage was not what I expected. I did not expect that to all play out that way. It's very good. It's very, they wrote the story and they stuck to it, and they didn't do anything. They didn't deviate from it, and they let that, they grew on that relationship between Eddie Brock and Venom.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to spoil anything, but they have like
Yeah, we understand. We understand. Just quit explaining it.
So good. So you need to, like, I know you said you couldn't go see. You're probably just busy with school, I'm assuming.
Well, I'm just not in a rush to go to a movie theater.
Oh, I feel you. Yeah, that's fair.
I like, but it'll be the way things are going. I mean, it's doing very well. Like, it's like $90 million in the opening weekend, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that was nuts.
I mean, that's fantastic, regardless if it was a pandemic or not. So,
if you're wanting it to be even more of that relationship of Eddie Brock and Venom, mm-hmm. and then them having to save the day too.
Yeah.
So it's. I loved how that all played out. They did a great job with whoever wrote the screenplay. They understood the assignment.
I'm excited to see it, but the way things are going now, like most movies that come out, like they're usually available on streaming within the month.
Like I know of a New Hampshire streaming service that'll have it soon.
Who? What'd you say?
Oh, New Hampshire streaming service.
Oh, okay. But I have a feeling I'll probably get on Vudu about a month and a half because Free Guy came out not that long ago, and you can already get it too. So,
how'd you like that? Had you seen it when it came out? I can't remember because I talked about it.
I've not watched it yet. I'm just saying it's available to get.
I haven't seen it either. We were going to get it this past weekend and watch it, but I just haven't. Other things came up.
Yeah, it's worth the price of admission. It's really good. It's a fun story. It's surprisingly got some romance to it that I didn't expect when I went to go see it. But I recently rewatched it. Same New Hampshire streaming service.
good stuff.
The NSS, the NHS.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm glad you enjoyed the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys should. I mean, when you can. Check it out.
I'm gonna watch it. I love the first one, so
I mean, and you're gonna love this one. I guarantee it.
Well, I haven't seen the first one.
You should get on that. That's a great movie.
Here. I'm good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's up Eric's alley. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. It's a little weird.
Well, I like weird stuff. I like scary stuff. I like gross stuff. I just
do you not like Spider-Man that much?
Oh, yeah. I love Spider-Man.
Surprised you haven't seen this.
Are you not a fan of Tom Hardy?
Hey, he's all right.
We found it. He's got a deep grudge against Tom Hardy.
No, that's not it at all.
Son of a bitch. No. You can't be Bane and Venom. That's not allowed.
Part of it is the pronunciation of symbiote. I think after a while, I'm like, that'll do.
Yeah, they were pretty hot. It sounded like they were doing it on purpose. Like they were like really hitting that iot in there.
Bodhi Rook's fault.
Yeah. No, it was him. It was him and John Ralphio's sister. Both of them were doing it.
She was the worst.
Tajika Stone. Anyhow.
You think she was acting that part where she breaks into the Life Foundation. Do you think she was in her head? Don't be suspicious.
Got to be. It's ingrained in her now.
Money, please. So, I haven't watched Parks and Rec in a bit. Should jump into that. Been too busy watching King of the Hill.
That's good, too. But,
yeah. Well, I don't think we've missed anything. So
we're the best. We are investigative journalists at our finest.
We nailed it is what we did. This thing that is it, nailed it is what we did. That thing is sitting there going, oh, they nailed me.
Yeah, we hit it and quit it.
Yep. Well, guys, I guess. In the meanwhile, you know what you should do? You should check out patreon.com/thebadmotivators because you think this show is good. Should hear what happens over there when the three of us are never together. Uh-huh. That's where it's really at.
I don't know if some people will enjoy this latest episode of Taking a Number Two. Because we watched Star Trek V, the fucking Frontier. God damn it. We made it through half of it. We're going to do the other half next month.
Man, the bad ones are the best ones. What are you talking about?
Well, we did make some funny jokes. Like,
there you go.
Like Mark said. Mark said, oh, you know what the best part is? The end credits.
Too bad you didn't make it there.
There's some wacky shit in that movie, all I'll say. So enjoy listening to it, but everybody's been putting out some good shows on there. Don't miss out.
Not me, but no, I actually have. It's been good. Could it be That's Metal coming out? I've got a guest coming on That's Metal soon. It's just recording as a trick. Mm-hmm. So it probably won't be until the next episode after this one, but anyhow. Yeah, baby, yeah. So yeah, check that out, patreon.com/thebadmotivators. And to the people who are supporting the show, the patrons, you guys rule absolutely 1,000%. We would be lost without you. And I would sing to you about how I'm so lost without you, but it's late and people are probably trying to sleep upstairs. You can check out Tee Public and Redbubble, where there are shirts that are neat, along with any other merch that you want to have cool designs slapped upon. Okay. And it would be cool if we could get into like their featured what did Tee Public call it? The featured top however many in 2021.
Yeah.
And they're like, make sure you have at least 25 designs uploaded to your store. It's like, dang. That's a
lot of designs.
Yeah, it is a bunch. So instantly disqualified there. You can follow the show on Twitter at @bad_motivators. You can look in the show description for links to other stuff that you may or may not want to click on. Proceed with caution.
Speaking of at the bad motivators, whatever, before Rick Villanueva on Wednesday messages the show on there, it was They Might Be Giants did the hot dog song.
Oh.
I was shocked. Eric was wrong, actually. I didn't even want to check him.
Wait, what did I say?
You bare said naked ladies. Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, God damn it.
And it was They Might Be Giants. I'm surprised you missed that. That feels like something you would have nailed.
Yeah.
You're a failure, Eric. How does that feel?
Yeah, you never fail.
God damn it. And like, I'm sitting here thinking that's genuinely what I meant. What the hell? God damn
what is,
it.
What is life?
It's because they're the same band.
Pretty much.
Yeah, They Might Be Giants.
God damn it. I hate the Bare Naked Ladies. I love They Might Be Giants. Fuck these guys. I'm out. I'm going to stop listening to the show.
I actually do like both bands. Well, yeah. Well, great. I'm not going back and editing.
Maybe you're thinking of the Big Bang Theory song. Because they definitely did that.
Yeah, they definitely did
that. Oh, yeah, they did do that. I don't watch that show.
God damn it. Fuck.
Hey, we saved ourselves a hate, life is a hate tweet.
Now I'm sitting here thinking, should I just go edit that out?
No.
Nah.
No. Leave it in.
Yep.
Peep behind the veil.
I already know the title of the episode, so that helps out. Anyway, there's really nothing left to say except, hey, man. Well, sweet, man. Well, hey, I think Taylor Swift is awesome, and I can't tell the difference between bands. And until next week, we are out of here.
Goodbye.
Later.
The Bad Motivators.